Good morning. It's the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's our quiz. Three situations. You just tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, I've missed our what's occurring. Now, this is series two, because we did it last time we did Mars' show. Who won the last series? Can anyone remember? Was it you or Becky?
I think it was me.
Was it?
Yeah.
But it all went a bit wrong at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, no, Chappers thought he'd won, but actually he hadn't.
Right, this time we're going to play properly, okay?
How's that going to happen?
Right, how are we going to play properly?
There's not going to be any of this double or nothing nonsense, right? It's just going to be straight down the line.
Okay.
All right?
Right, so what happens if we tie?
I haven't worked that out yet.
Yeah, exactly.
One that doesn't speak just...
Given up.
Just spat his toast out.
I think it's a bit early for him. Yeah. Okay, so... I've got three situations here. You can play along on the way to work as well if you like. 8199, let me know how many you got right. Just a guessing game, really, what's occurring. Are you ready for your first ting?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see X Factor on Saturday night?
No.
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
You didn't, oh dear. Now...
Is that the first point?
No. With that in mind... here's your question. How many times does Simon Cowell say the word bananas in Saturday night's X Factor?
Bananas? What? Oh. You're not at much of a disadvantage here, Becky, to be honest. I think... three.
You think three?
Yeah.
Becky?
One.
You think one?
Why'd you say it three times?
Yeah, in one episode. Okay, let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
How many times does Simon Cowell say the word bananas in Saturday's episode of X Factor?
Did you like them, Simon?
You came in with the personality of two bananas. Like nothing.
I'm just saying what I thought. I like him... I'm not sure about your choice.
Saying a banana tastes like a banana.
I shut up.
Go on, Chappers!
Come on!
What's his sudden fascination with bananas?
I don't know.
Why was you mentioning bananas three times
Maybe
in one episode?
Maybe he's on a health kick.
Maybe he is. That's weird. Anyway.
I am on fire.
Three was the correct answer, so it's Chappers one, Becky zero.
Oh! What's the kidding?
She's got a right face on her after that one.
It's all this like, you're not going to be at a disadvantage, when actually you'd sat there and watched it six times hoping that it would appear on Omar's
declaring. That's right, there. I took notes on X Factor just in case a question cropped up.
About how many times you said bananas. Because it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Now, next. You know Max off One Extra? Sexy lady.
Yeah.
She is doing Greg James's show before us in the mornings this week because Greg's on his holidays. Now, we've got Max to do Carry On Singing. You know that thing where we play a bit of a song and then you have to carry on and you think you know the words, but you probably don't. You go... Blah, 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 blah. So...
We've got what song was that?
Don't know. We've played Max three big tunes. But what do you think?
How many would she be able to carry on?
Uh-huh.
I'd say all three, because she's great.
You're saying all three, okay. Becky?
Two.
You think two.
What? Nothing. I can't have the same as you.
Right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Max off of Early Breakfast and One Extra doing Carry On Singing, track one.
Standing in the way of control.
Oh, my God.
She sounds a bit out of breath.
Right, I don't think she knows that one. just a hunch.
Is that not one?
No, it really isn't. She didn't follow any kind of tune. She has never heard that song before in her life. That was useless. That's definitely not one. Track two. Oh, God. Good luck, everyone.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
No, no, she's never heard Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I think I may have misjudged her.
Yeah, maybe you have.
I think you just thought she'd do well because you fancy her. Mm.
No, that's not true.
So, that's none so far. Here's track three of Max off One Extra.
I don't hold out high hopes for track three.
Carry on
either.
Singing.
Oh, God.
No way.
No, 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 no. Yeah, I'm the kind of guy that da-da-da-da-da. I'm the kind of guy that will cheat on you. I'm the kind of guy that will take you out for dinner and expect you to pay the bill.
I don't think she's heard any songs that aren't R&B.
I don't think she was even trying.
I don't think she's heard any songs ever.
Did right. she have a bad date over the weekend, doesn't right. it? I'm the guy who would take you out for dinner but make you pay the you. Bill.
Right, so I kind of made that one all, really, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what's occurring?
Come on, Becky, you're back in the game. Good. Well, that was Max's Carry On Singing. Let's move on to situation number three. You know Shaggy?
I do know Shaggy. Yeah.
Mr.
Not
Bombastic,
not,
fantastic lover.
That's him.
Not personally.
Mr. Bombastic!
Love him.
But you got me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Not, ladies wasn't love me. Him. They love him, the ladies. Do you know who's the biggest fan of Shaggy? The Shagmeister. The Shagman.
I know, I've no idea who the biggest fan of the Shagman is.
Sarah Cox.
Really?
Yeah. She loves him.
Does she?
Yep.
I never knew that from all the years of knowing her.
Oh, yeah.
But she keeps that well hidden.
Here's my question to you on Oh, What's Occurring. If Shaggy, the Shagman, the Shagmeister, actually called up Sarah Cox, not just clips, him himself calling up Sarah Cox, how long would she stay on the phone for? Becky.
20 seconds.
You're saying 20 seconds?
Oh.
Chappers.
5 seconds. She's a lovely girly, Sarah, but I just kind of think she'd think somebody was winding her up.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Shaggy calling Sarah Cox.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
This is Shaggy.
Not you, babe.
It's Shaggy here. Can you feel the rush? No, you're still a sexy lady, though.
Who is it?
Shaggy. You know you will always be my angel, right, Sarah? Love me, love me.
Quite good, actually.
You're better than old Carolina.
29 seconds. Go on, Becky.
Yes.
Oh. What's occurring?
So she clearly thought that was her boyfriend doing an impression of Shaggy.
Is that? I was going to ask who she thought it was, because she does say,
hiya,
is
babe.
That you, babe?
Yeah. Listen.
Love me, love me.
Quite good, actually.
Now that kind of makes you think, how often, you know, like per week, let's say, does her
bloke other half
phone up and go,
love me, love me?
How often does that happen? Does that happen regularly?
Oh, dear.
So that was Oh, What's Occurring, and it's Becky 2, Chappers 1 today. So well done, Becky. You pulled it back. Lastminute.com.
What's occurring?
Do you like that?
Yes, that was a pleasant surprise.
Again.
Oh. What's occurring? Love me, love me.
Radio 1 Star Show.
The UK's official number one.